After the Buddha's enlightenment, we have many stories and many dialogues, and usually they take place in cities. And because they're dialogues, because that was the aim of these texts, was to pass on the things that the Buddha said to people, we don't see him on his own. So we don't see him on retreat. We don't see him in the wilderness. But there are some little glimpses. In places where frightening serpents abide, lightning clashes and the rain god thunders, in the blinding darkness of the deepest night, there he sits, the monk who's vanquished his dread. We have these little glimpses of the Buddha. A figure who's absorbed the power of nature, who has subdued the demons, who has achieved a kind of self-mastery that makes him invulnerable to their power, then has the capacity, which is incredibly important in his society, to tame them and to turn them from enemies of society to friends, because they revere him, they revere his power, and they revere his attainment. And in that way, the Buddha opens up a new relationship with nature for himself, but also for his followers. So one of the great joys of this project for me has been discovering in these rather, what I'd always thought of as rather impenetrable, dusty tomes of what's called the Pali Canon, and even the name makes you want to keep the book firmly on the shelf and not opened. It's a treasure trove of really beautiful little literary images, and some of the more obscure places within it. There's wonderful poetry.